Transferring responsibilities. Ellen White and W.C. White had been active in so many lines of work and carried such numerous responsibilities that their rather sudden leaving seemed to pose somewhat of a problem. It was decided that the union conference should meet a little early. A hasty call was sent out for a union conference council, to which were invited, in addition to the members of the committee, representatives of the different lines of work throughout the Australian field, IBID, August 1, 1900. This would be held at Currambong, August 16 to 27.
E. W. Farnsworth had taken Daniel's place as union conference president.
34 delegates along with Mrs. White were present for what proved to be an outstanding meeting. They represented 1,986 baptized believers throughout Australasia. Farnsworth reported, "That which seemed to impress all minds the most was the presence of the Holy Spirit. All came desiring harmony and peace, and under such circumstances nothing else could be expected. I have attended a large number of gatherings among our people, but I have never attended one before where such perfect union of feeling and judgment prevailed. There was free discussion on all points, but, when that was over, all saw eye to eye, and not one dissenting vote was cast on any proposition that was passed. I do not think that this can be said of any other meeting ever held by our people of equal length and importance." With Ellen White about to leave them, her presence seemed especially precious, wrote Farnsworth. "We all appreciated, as never before, the counsel of Sister White. All felt that if God ever sent light to any people, He certainly did to us. We praise Him for the light." There was also the transfer of responsibilities in which W.C. White was involved. In his farewell remarks, he commented on this. "From the day that my brethren on the Union Conference Committee consented to begin to release me from responsibility, we have seen that the Lord had men in waiting, fitted to lift the burdens that I was laying down. Therefore we go with light hearts, feeling assured that the work will progress steadily, with increasing rapidity and power until the work is finished and the Master says, 'Well done.'" Australasian Union Conference Record, September 1, 1900.